Welcome to the Crossroads Easter Prayer and Fast Podcast. We're excited to listen and learn together about the last week of Jesus' life on earth. So let's get started with today's episode with me, Worship Pastor Mikey Moore. Want and need are two very different words, although a lot of the times we use them interchangeably. I want water, well, no, I need water or I'll eventually die. I need ice cream. Again, no, sometimes it really feels that way, but that is strictly a want. Ice cream lovers, please don't hate me. As we continue in our 7-day fasting series, this is exactly what we are exploring. In Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 44, we find this is exactly what takes place. The Messiah that God's people wanted was not the Messiah that they needed or that they got. Let me read to you the passage I want us to zero in on in the book of Luke. It begins in verse 37. Says this, as he was going along, they were spreading their robes on the road. Now he came near the path down the Mount of Olives, and the whole crowd of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen. The King who comes in the name of the Lord is the Blessed One. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. The people lavishly praised Jesus as he entered the city. They laid robes down before him and shouted praises for all that they believed Jesus had come to do for their people. Little did they know, Jesus wasn't the Messiah that they had hoped for. They wanted a triumphant king who would rescue them in power and grandeur, but Jesus would instead subject himself to beatings, mockery, and eventual death on the cross, becoming a humble savior. They wanted freedom from the tyranny of an oppressive government, but what they got was a king who came in peace and submitted himself to punishment from the Romans. Jesus knew this, but also surprisingly didn't stop them. What I love is that Jesus, even knowing that his people had the wrong idea of what kind of king he was, he had compassion for them, and he was about to flip the script on what true victory looks like. So here's the big idea for us today. Where do you find yourself? Has it been a season where the Lord has shown provision, abundance, and tangible fulfillment? Incredible. Learn to praise his name. Has your life recently been filled with struggle and turmoil? Are you hoping for Jesus to vanquish the enemy in your way and bring justice to the wrong you've experienced and you haven't seen fulfillment? As it says in the book of James, consider every trial pure joy and learn to praise his name. Maybe you find yourself in the middle. You aren't struggling, and yet you are hoping for God to provide in a specific way. I know certainly I have had many moments where I'm believing in God for something, and the outcome has come quite differently than I had imagined. And in the middle of those seasons, I am still learning to lay down my expectation robes and praise triumphantly as he proceeds in my life and does what he wills. Like the people laying down their robes while Jesus rides into the city of Jerusalem, Jesus is riding into our hearts, knowing that our motives and our expectations of who he is and what he will do for us are flawed. We are humans after all. So the challenge for us is to ask Jesus to teach us daily how to receive what plans he has for us and not the plans we expect from him. For when we learn to praise God no matter what the outcome of our situation, we rob Satan of the ability to turn our focus off of Jesus and back onto ourselves. And if I might offer one secret to finding praise in the midst of pain, look back at your past and remember the ways the Lord has come through before. So I want to challenge you. After you've finished listening to this episode, take a moment, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal where Jesus has brought victory in your past, and then ask him to teach you how to praise him for the victory yet to come. Thank you for listening to the Crossroads Easter Prayer and Fast Podcast. Stay connected with us on social media at GoToCrossroads and join us for our Easter programs all week. For more information, visit crossroadschurch.net/Easter.